Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geis, and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Yeah, doing all right, man.
Doing good. I wish the weather would return back to spring instead of the frozen hellscape that it is. But, you know, four days. Just got to hang on. Four more days.
There you go. All right. So today we are talking about the EP Carrillo Encore Black. Cigar is a Robusto 5 3/8 by 52. Comes out of the Casa Carrillo factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Connecticut Broadleaf. Binder is Mexican San Andres. And the filler is from Nicaragua. Blended by Ernesto Perez Carrillo. Price point is $17. Cigar was released in March of 2024. And we picked these cigars up from Corona Cigar Company. So if you are in Florida and near one of the locations, be sure to stop in for a cigar or a libation. But if you're not in the area and you would like to order some cigars, you can go to the website or give them a call and they will ship them to you almost instantly. Every time I order from them, they are here faster than they say they're going to be here. So no issues with them. All right, June, all that out of the way, what's your experience like with a cigar?
By the way, first of all, that wrapper looked terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's like, hey, can you grab this subpar broadleaf and then paint it real quick? And then, oh, when you apply it on the cigar, can you just make it overlap and make it look more like shit? Oh, by the way, you could have a couple of lumpy areas to it, no problem. Oh, wait, QC saying that it doesn't look good. Well, fuck it, slap a big old band on there, a sleeve on there. Jeez, man.
What was the price point again?
17.
Decent price, market value. But yeah, anyways, I thought overall was it reminded me a lot of Starbucks coffee, which is like that really over roasted charred coffee note. So I got a lot of that, and that really sits super heavy on your, you know, palate, in your tongue. And that in itself made kind of the other nicer flavors not shine. I thought it was I don't know, it's the pre-light experience, just like, I know I shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but like it really made me kind of pissed off that it looked so much like shit.
All right, so what are your thoughts?
I mean, it I'm not gonna lie with June that it was, I mean, Ernie's been doing this for a while of let's just cover the entire cigar with bands. And then when you take off the bands, it's not really the prettiest of cigars. You know, first third, toasted oak, rich earth, pepper spices, tobacco and minerals, medium full. It just kind of really delivered that whole profile from beginning to end. I mean, it was just a lot of broadleaf and Mexican combined together with that Nicaraguan. So yeah, it was uneventful, medium full, long finish. John?
I'm going to echo, we don't really talk about the pre-light, but honestly, the cap was so poorly applied on mine that I looked at it and I went, I can apply a cap better than that. And I have sausage fingers when it comes to applying tobacco. Like, I'm terrible. But honestly, it was possibly the worst cap application I've ever seen. And on a $17 cigar, I was just, I actually had to take a picture and send it to the group because I shook my head at just how subpar it was. Overall, I'd say the flavor profile was pretty, pretty pleasant, but linear. Echoing a lot of what guys already said, you know, a lot of earth, wood, and tobacco in the first third, kind of medium all the way through with some baking spices throughout. Second third had a little bit of creaminess join, but again, you know, wood and earth kind of carrying the profile, a little bit of tannins. You know, the tobacco sweetness, I think, tried to push back, but, tannins are pretty heavy on the profile. Last third, creamy wood, dry wood, and tannins on the post-draw, and then a little bit of sweetness on the retrohale. So, you know, again, not unpleasant, just there's not a lot of dynamic quality there. I will say, though, the construction was excellent. A little bit of waviness in the burn, but really no issues throughout, and the draw was perfect. So pretty paint-by-numbers, average profile. Aaron, what about you?
You have me the scratch start with toasted oak and light amounts of black pepper and earth. A light creaminess joined in a bit later. Third saw the pepper and the earth both increase, and then the final third saw the pepper mellow significantly, and the earth moved up to right behind the oak. Construction is absolutely perfect, so no issues there. I thought the cigar had a nice start, had a good balance of flavors, but the profile took a step down from the second third on as the earth steadily increased and the pepper fluctuated in fullness. Overall, not a cigar I'd really see myself coming back to, as the profile wasn't all that intriguing. Add that into the price point, and it's a definite no. So that's kind of where I'm at. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with me at 6.1. June gave it a 6 even. John gave it a 5.75, and Seth gave it a 5.15. So starting with me, if I'm the high score, 9 times out of 10, you fucked up. And that's kind of in the instance here. Above average flavor profile, perfect construction, gets it to that 6.1, but still not a cigar I would come back to. All right, June, 6 even.
You know, I think we should change our scoring system and do like a how do you feel at the end, and then we could judge, we could deduct up to 5 points for how we feel at the end. So,
okay.
So with that said, the score is at 1 for me. No, it's just, it's, you know, not a good flavor profile, not a good looking cigar. I mean, granted, the smoking experience is what counts the most, or that's the thing that counts. But oh, there's also something to say about when you look at a cigar and like a wrapper, looking at a good quality wrapper will also tell you you should be in a better, you know, smoking experience than looking at a shitty one. So, you know.
All right, John, 5.75.
Yeah, it matches up well. You know, in this case, the construction helped because the profile, the flavor profile would have had it right smack dab at the 5.5, which is, I think, kind of where the cigar belongs, honestly. And again, echoing what people said, like, I know sometimes we can be a little harsh, but man, if you're gonna charge $17 for a cigar, the cap can't look like that. It just can't. And you know, I know that it's a handmade product, but you got to check your quality control guy, because I think you need some glasses.
All right, Seth, 5.15.
I mean, it was pretty bad. It was really lacking, and it's just didn't look good. I think the bands were just all over the place. The blend itself was just not good. You know, as I said to John, I think we were on a group chat with some people, and people said they really liked it, and then I smoked it, and I was like, you're talking about the same cigar?
Mellow juice.
Yeah. Final thoughts from you guys on this?
What was the last good one that came out from Ernie? Historia?
I tried to defend this, and it was like 12 years ago, man.
Yeah.
Was that La Historia? Because that was actually a good cigar.
Could be.
No. I don't know.
Yeah.
It hasn't, I mean, they haven't been the same for a while.
No.
Yeah. All right. Wherever you catch this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.